A Sonoma County-based project illuminating the hopes and struggles of immigrants has a national audience. Joining us is Vanessa Robledo, the executive director of My American Dreams. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us a little bit, for those who aren't familiar with the project, what is My American Dreams?
My American Dreams was founded in Sonoma County by the Human Rights Commission, which Chris Kurowski is on the commission as a commissioner, and he's the one that founded it. And really, it was to promote social change for the youth that received DACA status.
That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Applicants, the Dreamers Law?
Yes.
Okay.
And so what he decided to do is create videos and to really educate our community about what, first of all, what DACA was, and also the lives of what these young, I don't want to call them children, they're young adults,
mm-hmm.
Are living. So that's one of the things that was important for Chris, and he decided to focus on that. And it really has made a change and an impact in our community.
You know, when we talk about immigration, you sort of almost have to talk about Donald Trump and some of his controversial immigration ban policies. But in some ways, has him raising some of these ban issues kind of elevated and put your stories and what you're trying to do into the spotlight?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have people that agree and disagree. And anytime there's some type of controversy, there, it definitely, people want to talk about it. People want to give their opinions. And I think that's what makes this country great, is that we're able to do that. We're able to share our opinions, even if we don't all agree with each other. So, I think definitely it puts it in the forefront. And immigration is definitely a topic that everybody's talking about.
And I think what makes it so compelling, what My American Dreams is doing, is that you're really sharing these stories. And when people start to talk in terms of their own personal stories, it's a way to connect. Tell us a little bit about the films that are out there and how they got a much wider audience than just the North Bay.
A little bit about the films is that there's now about 7 films. One of them is a 30-minute film, which Jose Antonio Vargas is featured in. He narrated it. And Jose Antonio Vargas is probably the most well-known and recognized undocumented immigrant in this country. And really because of the what he's decided to do is take a leadership role in our country, to let people know that there is no line to stand on to become documented. And there are a lot of challenges that our country faces as far as the laws and policies that are in place for immigration that make it impossible for someone like him and some of the parents of the DACA recipients to be able to make, themselves legal. So they're stuck in limbo, and it's really, I think that's probably one of the things that these videos are trying to promote and showcase, that we do need to have a change in policies and laws, and we need to work together to be able to do that.
Your family story is pretty cool, too, from your grandfather immigrating to this country to you being told or expected not even to graduate high school and then becoming a president of your winery to lead you to what you do today. It's a pretty amazing story.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my grandpa actually didn't come in. He was brought in by the United States government. He was a bracero. It was my great-grandpa and my grandpa. And a lot of the Robledos, that's how they came. It was through the Braceros program. So during the 1940s, they settled in Hillsburg, California at a labor camp. So it was something that, for them, every day they got up to work, it was always in agriculture. They were told that their contribution to the war was through their labor. So they were very proud to be able to help in that way this country. They're very proud people.
And I think that's something that people forget, that we, as a country, we made this effort to bring people in because of the war, and to forget that we asked them to come, that we needed help, and made that big action to bring people here to the country to help when we just didn't have the manpower to do it ourselves. It's an important part of our history. We can't forget that part. So on My American Dreams, you also are helping people navigate the law. You have forums. What other kind of resources do you have?
The great thing about what we do is not just the videos. Chris Karofsky, our founder, really gets involved in the community. He's a long time, probably one of the most experienced immigration lawyers in our county. And he really gets involved in reaching out. He's bilingual, so he reaches out to both the English-only speaking community and the Spanish-only speaking community to teach them about the laws and their rights, and also for people that want to help and support this effort, teaching them what they can do. And really, more importantly, is for all of us to get educated and informed about the laws and the policies, because unless we really know, it's a very complicated, they're very complicated. I mean, some people compare it to the tax laws,
mm-hmm.
So they're extremely complex, but they can be very misleading also. People assume certain things. They judge people because they don't 100% understand the law. And if we become educated, I think that's when we can really impact and make a change.
Well, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with us, Vanessa.
That was my pleasure. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Vanessa Robledo is the new executive director of My American Dreams. You can find out more about what they do and see their videos online at myamericandreams.org.